today we are going to talk about geek and Japanese so-called otaku.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So first, what are the good things and bad things about geek and otaku?
Yes. About good things. Geek and otaku, both of them are recognized valuable. Geeks are specialists in at computers, and otakus are minority, but otaku has a special interest, and they have knowledge which most of the people don't have.
Oh, I see. So you mean that geek has a lot of knowledge and interest about some specific thing,
yes,
such as computer,
yes,
internet, and any other special matter,
yes,
things. Okay.
Yes.
Oh yeah. So so you can say in other words, they are kind of expert.
Yes.
Something,
yes,
like. Ah, good. Right. I see. So okay, what are the negative image?
Yes.
Do you have any negative image for geek and otaku, or do you have or can you find any difference between them, geek and otaku?
Yes. The images of both of them, the
mm-hmm.
images both of them are negative. But I don't know exactly the negative points, but the difference is otaku is a kind of Japanese culture. Otaku means the word, but otaku became culture, and geeks is not culture. What do you think of negative points?
As for negative image for otaku, Japanese otakus, actually, the other day I watched a program, TV program, okay, and in the program, some people, so-called otaku, at that time, internet otaku or computer otaku, okay, they usually talk with several people through the internet, okay, so they can use computer very well, I
yes.
think, and so they have a lot of things to talk each other with several people through the internet every day,
yes,
okay, so they discuss many things,
yes,
I don't know, but many things through the internet every day, so they it took a long time, okay, so and one day they decided to get together face to face at a specific place, okay, coffee shop, so they decided to meet each other at a coffee shop in a city, okay, so probably 6 or 7 people got together at the coffee shop,
yes,
so it was the first time to meet each other,
yes,
well, so I expected that they would talk a lot, talk each other,
yeah,
more things than they talked before,
yes,
through the internet,
yes,
okay, can you imagine?
Yes,
yeah,
no,
so, okay, so if we were there, we would talk more things,
yes,
okay, and it was a very good chance,
yes,
to know each other more and more, okay, but they didn't talk each other,
really,
yeah, they
hardly
talk each other about anything, just drinking some drinks, soft drinks, and keep silent, okay,
mm.
that, yeah, so I felt very strange that,
yes, very strange. I don't believe.
Yeah,
I can't
so
believe.
Me either. And in the TV program, the interviewer asked one of so-called otaku. And he said that, we don't, I think it is no need talk each other today. We don't have things to talk today. I don't know why.
Oh.
And in the end, he said that probably we'll talk more through the internet.
Oh, yeah.
From now on.
So,
okay?
So they have no communication.
I felt that they can't communicate with each other face to face. Face to face.
Yes. Oh.
Probably they might be afraid of talking with someone face to face.
Yes, okay? I understand.
Yes.
But I think there are otaku and geeks same good point, have same good point. Otaku are the pioneers.
Years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
they open the world, minor world, and they pioneer. The otakus has responsibility to pioneer the future, and geeks are the pioneers too. They open the world of IT industries, I think.
I see.
So, what happens in the future?
I agree with you after some of you said. I think they will change our society and world more and more using their knowledge and technology, right? And also, when I was a kid, we have a lot of common interest about something, right?
Yes.
But nowadays, interest and favorite things are changeable. It depends on a person, right? Like or not, their tendency like that is improving, increasing more and more, I think, in the future. Okay?
Yes.
So that's our conclusion. Okay?
Yeah, I think so too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.